This is being directed into the view of Group MMS. From patient James Driscoll, to Wesley Health Center and family connection Veronica Ann Driscoll. Warning, 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 warning. There is an extreme warning here, I'm telling you. I'm telling you plain and simple, this is a home that could be as volatile as murder in this house. The family dynamic is that volatile, whether or not my mom wants to acknowledge it or not. There is conditions in this part of this update that is not concealed, but if I send this on to 911 plus 15 will activate 911 again. And it will be sent into that channel. So I updated the assertive needs of the patient-centered care onto this record. To recognize a person who is detached instead of engaged, the requirement of these pressing ideals to put into action. When I went to read that update plan of action to my mother, face to face, one to one to my mother, whether or not she's paying attention or not, I went to share the materials I have one to one with my healthcare channel to my mother. And to be calm or not, I said what I said. It's very last. I said I'm intolerant, I'm not tolerating the bullshit I said. In the course that this is a law. And I'm trying to carry on with my presence with my mother. Histrionics. I have to get loud again because she's sitting there as I'm aware. We are not face to face but sitting face forward, she on chair and I'm on the bed. I'm directing this into her mind and she is looking down at the ground. Not a face to face or eye to eye standing, so I'm enforcing ideal that she needs to truly commit to such a commitment as a trustworthy person of greatness, worthiness, respect and responsibility. She has to negotiate this with me and her for sure. As equals. She looking down at the ground. I know she is seething in hate. Why do I know this? She is pressed into a corner that she has no other obligation but to bring the right of legal capacity home as the article stands. Instead of appreciating these things that is being put upon a mind maybe half open but not truly paying attention. These things to the benefit and truly life over death jeopardy. Of her blood relative, drop of blood, relationship to a child to adult son. Without these things of focus and scope of purpose specifically on to what has happened into my life. It will be death, certain death of her son. With the lowest count on the scale of really seriously severely low of a blood draw, drop of blood, of 0.25. With this in reference of to the treatment of my disease that I'm compromised from. Web, link, https://www.webmd.com/hiv-aids/what-2-no-about-CD4-CD8-ratio-test CD4-CD8 ratio. Traditionally, CD4 counts and viral loads were used to judge the body's response to HIV treatment. But you may be experiencing a weakening of your immune system despite having a normal CD4 count. The CD4-CD8 ratio is more useful in judging the immune system's function. People with HIV and a low CD4-CD8 ratio have increased frailty and mortality. Note. The irreparable harm here onto my life to the cause and the conditions that have occurred are represented by this 6-year term in this next paragraph. This is the irreparable harm that has been done to me as my mom sits there since 2017 and then into 2019 as doctor from Borrego Health terminated my care and I was unable to get proper care over and over and over. This is the irreparable harm that has been done to me that is in the view of a lawsuit. WebMD continues. A low CD4-CD8 ratio during treatment predicts that the virus hasn't been completely removed from your blood. If treatment begins early in the course of an HIV infection, your CD4-CD8 ratio is likely to become normal in about 6 years. Late and irregular treatments are associated with this test remaining abnormal. I would call the intentional pathology here to be an irregular treatments classification. Intentional acts of the full lineup reset primary to referral to infectious doctor positioning of care. Reset after reset after reset. And I know this all the way back when Dr. Shigeno terminated my care. Unjustly and illegally, and the methodology to which brought that forward, to which my mother would not stand up in court and say no, that actual real truth unto the circumstances. My mother did not stand up in court when I asked her to. And I told my mother I will die first, seriously, I will die first, then to compromise myself and my beliefs and all of which I'm holding on to here to stay. I will die first, Mama, I promise you I will die first. And it did not change. I had an event at a motel stay that involves the police and the harassment onto a bloody mess, drop of blood, of a motel for which I was protecting myself, believe it or not. I didn't care to live or die at the moment of this action. But the action was to prevent what I know was going to happen. The police and the involvement to which they eventually borrowed from only was prevented because I documented everything in address within the space between the time that this happened until they had the notion to actually bust in the window and taser me. For I know what I know what's going to happen to me because of events prior involving the San Bernardino Police Department. I took and went to 911 text interface and predicted this 2 hours prior to checkout time. And that it just happened to just carry on just like I predicted would be. If it would not have been exactly the way it was set up to do. It was set up to kidnap me, to take me away out of the way of the civil society. To take me away and make me missing, making me become one of the 600,000 persons that go missing every year in the United States. That should be common knowledge, so I'm not giving you a reference to that. The security came up to the window after I made my standing on the 911 text interface. I did not have a weapon. I wanted to see a San Bernardino Police Department officer at the hotel. I requested it, an actual police department officer come respond to I need to report something. All they had to do is suggest and say that a sanity and police officer would not show up, and then I had to go downtown to make a report. That's the logical progression of such a standing, and I said okay, I made my statement here and I would collect what they know in view of what happened, and I would take that to the police like a normal situation would be normal to acquire that position of legal capacity. But that's not what would have happened, and I know it, and I put it on 911 texting interface, and I have that on record, on the record, onto the web here, so that is part of this truthfulness. So when the security firm came up to the window to try to talk to me about checking out after my room checkout time expired, the thing he did was exactly what I predicted he would do, make a condition that I'm threatening my life somehow, that I'm a threat to my life somehow, that I'm or somehow I've threatened somebody else or whatever, and that I have a knife, so he said, where's the knife? This to justify forced entry. Apparently he didn't get the clue yet from the 911 text interface that I told them I didn't have any weapons. Apparently he had not gotten the information that I said to the 911 text interface that if I had to have a weapon I'd have to break the mirror. So class then would become a part of what I could use as a weapon, but then again I'm not trying to hurt anybody, I would most likely stick it in my neck. For that is the only thing I can resolve, that I'm not going to go down the chain that is set up for me. Once again, to justify forced entry over a voluntary exit. I would have voluntarily exited if they would have given me the correct information. But they did not do that. Day, of course, forced entry. I'm not going to be kidnapped and abused and tortured. Tortured, they're not going to get me alive. They're not going to get me alive. They're not going to kidnap me and get me alive. So they forced entry before I actually barred everything against, you know, the windows and stuff. I day forced entry. I immediately acted to the protection of myself, and I went immediately to break the mirror when immediately to break the mirror when immediately to break the mirror. They had already pepper sprayed me in my eyes trying to get in. I had already pepper spray in my eyes, I prepared to break the mirror, which I broke the mirror, I had a piece of the blinds which is a piece of wood. I was not successful at my first hack at the mirror, but I did it the second time, but that was the point in time that they could have taken the lead and pushed into and gotten myself, my body, and captured me. But my reaction startled them and they retreated to a continued pressing forward. If they were really seriously committed to their resolve, they failed, because I was resolved to exactly stop what was going to happen. If they were really committed to what they were going to do, because they were not successful. They had the opportunity at the time right then and there. Between my failure the first time I smacked the mirror did not break, and the second time it did break, and immediately took a piece of the mirror and immediately put it in my neck. Then they were leaving, their exiting as they were treating, because they knew something, they did something wrong, they knew that they had done something wrong is why they were treated. If it was the actual police to have done this, to the intention that the police have involved, the police would have not stopped, they would have continued, and I would have been to being taken. But it was just the security officers who are probably innocent of the actual happening, they were just pawns. They had the opportunity, I'm telling you, it was that close between one smack to a second smack of the mirror, they could have taken me, and taking a hold of me, and considering I had already been pepper sprayed. So they depart out the door, and I chase him out the door with blood running out of my neck and into the parking lot. Chicken shit, chicken shit, chicken shit. They had no business doing what they did, they know it. They had no business first entry when they did what they did. They were instructed to be doing this by a force that was in over them, and they didn't done this, but I'm sure before, because this is the model to which I patternized onto this entire behavior, because of course I looked to the outside of everything going on in all of this, and this is a common themed experience when the police department has to put themselves to be hidden away to their agenda that they are going to try to do something against somebody. Underhanded, illegal and murderous in this case. I tell you, I know the truth, I tell you, I predicted this, whether one way or another I predicted this event. How about taking the fact that we actually do have the fact of intuition as a matter that I could actually have predicted this as well? Whatever it took, I knew exactly what was going to happen. This is the dictionary glossary at the American Psychological Association. Web. Link. https://dictionary.arpa.org/precognition. Precognition. N. In parapsychology, the purported ability to see or experience future events through some form of extrasensory perception. In a test of precognition, the participant would be asked to predict the outcome of a future set of trials involving Zener cards or similar stimulus materials. Compare retrocognition. See also forward displacement. Precognitive adjective. Dash. Dash. Web. Link. https://psychnet.arpa.org/record/1980-31360-001. Mind over matter. Perceived success at psychokinesis. Citation. Benassi, V.A., Sweeney, P.D., and Drivno, G.E., 1979. Mind over matter. Perceived success at psychokinesis. Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, 37, 8, 1377-1386. Web. Link. https://doi.org/10.1037/0022-3514.37/8.1377. Web. Link. https://paracenter.com/a-review-of-the-experimental-evidence-4-parapsychological-phenomena/. A review of the experimental evidence for parapsychological phenomena. Etzel Cardina. In a 2018 article published in the American Psychological Association's flagship journal American Psychologist, I published a review of the experimental evidence for psi phenomena, including what is popularly known as ESP and psychokinesis. I concluded that the accumulated evidence is comparable to that of accepted phenomena in mainstream psychology and other disciplines. I will update that review, discuss how psi phenomena relate to alterations of consciousness, and open a discussion of what are the implications and limitations of the extant evidence with respect to consciousness. Dash, dash. That's enough information for you to realize I predicted exactly what was going to go down in the motel room as it did its on 911 text interface. And as I'm trying to carefully convey, and I told you so moments again and again and again, perhaps you actually should open your mind to pay attention to me like normal people do everywhere else. That would be normal people everywhere else are capable of having an open and honest conversation and open honest discussion, because I am capable of such things, even though you disable that ability within me. That's my family and my doctors and all of that, because you are afraid of me. Well, you are afraid of, seriously, what are you afraid of? I did not yet have this information that is on Reddit that goes to the actual San Bernardino Police Department assignment on a discussion of others that are now available for my reference. Web. Link. https://www.reddit.com/r/stalking/comments/rin98/san_bernardino_police_department_allows_gang/r/object object icon r/stalking u/budroses_avatar_budroses1y Join. San Bernardino Police Department allows gang stalking. San Bernardino Police Department allows gang stalking. They have done nothing about me being stalked and harassed. With proof, 6 police reports and nothing. Just laughs from the front desk offices. Sad. 5. 17. 17 comments. u/web7351avatar web7735111y Well, San Bernardino PD doesn't have authority over the CIA or FBI. You're being investigated and provoked. Sometimes, people do things that get them into a little bit of trouble. But then there's much more powerful people who want you to get yourself in much more trouble, so they can really punish you or get rid of you, no questions asked. The media gets a scare story out of it, and the status quo is maintained another day. All officials at high enough levels are aware of this, including police departments, save the low-level officers who just take their orders and know enough to only deliver vague information directly from superiors. Basically, you're not exposing this to anyone who can immediately do anything about it, and even if they could, they probably aren't interested in doing so. Unfortunately, it's just a bunch of other powerless people in the exact same boat listening, including me. I know how much it sucks, and I'm sorry this is our lives, but don't let them take your dignity or your sanity, and forgive them. Think of being so scared of other people that you need to tease them like a middle school child, as you hide behind conspiracy-level surveillance systems and billions of dollars in weapons and infrastructure, probably just because someone typed the wrong thing into the Google search bar. Again, I'm really sorry, I don't really know what to do either but keep getting through days and enjoying what I can as a recluse. 6. Reply. u/budrosesavatarbudroses1y Investigated by weirdos. They can try to get rid of me because that's what they are going to have to do. I'm not backing down because I'm not scared. These are perverts and weirdos. 3. Reply. u/web7351avatar web7735111y They're perverts and weirdos who are almost always either indebted to or employed by very powerful people. You should not back down, I wouldn't suggest that, but don't think for a second that any official agency has any interest in helping us, they don't. The best way to combat gang stalking is to act as though it doesn't affect you. Let it be annoying, let it be a nuisance, but don't let it be the end of the world. The second you get too big for your britches, they have you exactly where they want you, checkmate. To be honest, I'm mostly living out of spite at this point, and that's enough for me to know that it's all I need to do to bother them, and the only way they can make my life worse or get rid of me is by trying to get me to do it for them. I won't do that, though. I'll keep my cool and collect my benefits, and maybe one day they can find a way to cope with that. 5. Reply. u/budrosesavatarbudroses1y That's a flip side to look at it, and I agree, nobody is going to save me. I figured that out when I was laughed at making police reports. 2. Reply. u /web7351avatar/web7351y. Keep strong, and fill your time with positive things. It's dumb and almost insulting advice, I know, but it's all I've been able to manage for myself. 2. Reply. /honoravatarowner1y. I am also a victim of San Bernardino police and sheriff gang stalking. I had to turn my Twitter into an evidence record with every encounter. I began filming them and posting on social media. Turns out the Veterans Administration works with local law enforcement to monitor veterans. Since I held a TS in the military and the Air Force disappeared me for 30 years, none of the LEO can understand my military service. So as I am posting their faces, they are getting reassigned because they have been outed. It is only in 2021 that I discovered LEO is actually paid to conduct this monitoring. And like every group of men with sensitive information, they start gossiping, shit talking, etc., until the whole damn force wants a bite of the pie. Now you have flipping meter maids following you home out of morbid curiosity. End of Reddit chat. Blood, drop of blood, Sun Martin confines. Further, what the police department and all of this is doing is in a violation of a Justice Department federal law held since we enacted in the late 1940s after World War I. And it says specifically the attempts at kidnapping. This is the law is being broken and that the law itself has the determination of penalties. What they were doing in San Bernardino police specifically to cause their act against me. It is specifically written into the law of the United States of America. Listen to me very carefully. As of the late 1940s after World War II. Specifically to address what was the German soldiers in World War II attempted defense they put at the World Court Trials after World War II appeared to the defense they were trying to assume unto themselves was. We, the officers of the military who conducted extreme acts of the Holocaust to kill millions of people who were Jews and other various other elements to include homosexuals as the pink triangle symbol is. We were just following orders. Determined in world court do not be a satisfaction of an argument to kill millions of persons, human beings in a Holocaust that was the situation on the world court and this is the law that we have established in this country since that time. And this is the law that is being violated against me. And I cannot see how you all just sleep at night really seriously. What had been set up in the police of the seven of the police department is exactly accurate to the internal mechanisms of white supremacy embedded here in this county. And that was the holding philosophy of the actions that were happening against me, that this family does not attempt to negate or attempt to facilitate a fortitude of protection truly in order of this. The family dynamic here has not a mentality order to protect and act into the corners with the law. They condone what has happened by the fact that the mirror silence at non-involvement in the accident do not protest that the acts that are happening to her son and her the other person, his uncle in this house, are worthy of stating it up and standing up and saying no, do not do this to her son and no, do not do this his uncle. Quite the opposite. And in violation of this law to the standing principle that if I am substituting to being kidnapped it's only 10 years. But if I actually am set to a condition that I die from these restrictive rights, that whomever is responsible for that in this case, I'm telling you that it would be my family and instrumental or intrinsically instrumental to be somewhat backward thinking, that they have not a clue to what they are actually doing is defending an actual insurrection of our governments by way of their nonsense. B**** excuses to not enforce the law that is here right now again. They would rather break the law, she says, as we carry on through the story, than to actually have this holding and push it into existence with the medical interface I have. She would not commit to not having a lawsuit go forward, she said. Just earlier today, she said, you're going to have to wait for it. Here is our rule of order. A law that is established after World War II. Web. Link. https://www.justice.gov/crt/deprivation-rights-under-color-law. The United States Department of Justice. You are here. Home, Civil Rights Division. Share. Menu. Deprivation of rights under color of law. Summary. Section 242 of Title 18 makes it a crime for a person acting under color of any law to willfully deprive a person of a right or privilege protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States. For the purpose of Section 242, acts under color of law include acts not only done by federal, state, or local officials within their lawful authority, but also acts done beyond the bounds of that official's lawful authority, if the acts are done while the official is purporting to or pretending to act in the performance of his, / her official duties. Persons acting under color of law within the meaning of this statute include police officers, prisons guards and other law enforcement officials, as well as judges, care providers in public health facilities, and others who are acting as public officials. It is not necessary that the crime be motivated by animus toward the race, color, religion, sex, handicap, familial status or national origin of the victim. The offense is punishable by a range of imprisonment up to a life term, or the death penalty, depending upon the circumstances of the crime, and the resulting injury, if any. Title 18, U.S.C., Section 242. Whoever, under color of any law, statute, ordinance, regulation, or custom, willfully subjects any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured or protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 1 year, or both, and if bodily injury results from the acts committed in violation of this section or if such acts include the use, attempted use, or threatened use of a dangerous weapon, explosives, or fire, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years, or both, and if death results from the acts committed in violation of this section or if such acts include kidnapping or an attempt to kidnap, aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to commit aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to kill, shall be fined under this title, or imprisoned for any term of years or for life, or both, or may be sentenced to death. End of Justice Department law. This law was enacted after the Allies won the war. The fascists lost and were tried in court. However so severe we have the controversial knowing now of a world of paperclip. Paperclip where we took the scientists, all the scientists, and invited me into this country to work here in this country as though there's still an element in this country that empowered those people that were the scientists and those people that were smart that were all tainted by this element of disgusting, absolutely disgusting hatred theory of complex design that they have continued to be present in our society. We won the war but not really. We may have won the war of violence of the violence of the actual playing violence. That is only because of our atomic bomb and Japan. Japan made us enter into the war because as we know right we just turned a blind side in this country right as millions and millions of people were being put into a condition that caused nothing to our population to cause us to enter a conflict of mass murder. A holocaust and it said that many people have put to the denial that these events occurred which they did. That apparently we didn't really win the war of the philosophy, the war of the histrionics onto the philosophy that continues to infect and insect we are insurrection of our policing force. Because I know this. I know this exactly strong here in this county. So whose allegiance is where and what am I to this? Yeah, I am the one who can claim the truthfulness of all truthfulness to its assignment role in this I citizen James Martin Driscoll claim him to be the one and only one title right now in our civil society life to be public enemy number one onto the status quo of keeping everything the same instead of growing up and becoming better than we are supposed to be to in order to form a perfect union that all men are created equal and that we have the enable rights of life, liberty and the pursuit of happiness. That formed our country of this United States of America that was signed into active human time existence as a democracy, so be it. That I claim I am because I know I am. I am that high up on the list of the enemy that they have to destroy me. That is who your patient is, Wesley Health Center. And I have a challenge out him out there to them, believe it or not. That they come and kill me, release me from my suffrage to have them come and kill me, but make sure they put it on the record that the gun they purchase and all of the various illness that documents the record to their leader, the Hitler of Adolf Hitler Germany, the Nazism that is in this crazy way. Be sure to document it to its extreme, because anything less than that will be a dishonorable killing. I have not yet seen a single person of formidable, respectful, honorable respect for an honorable to their ideology come forward. To whom I wrote that address, I said it very clean and then very clear, very clean and clear. I was very serious when I wrote those words. And the person who is at the top of the chain that put it into what something happened. One of the contacts that are on the list of contacts is one of the right point reference to whom is in the interference or allowance of our policy in this. That would be the contact of Ben von Arken, the director for the governmental affairs policy of the American Psychological Association. Did that shock you a bit? Did that become apparent that I would say in this right here now? This ain't no answer amateur hour. I have not just been sitting here watching TV day to day, wasting my day and my time. Took my doctor has been detached and everything has been detached from my life. No, that's not what I've been done, that's not me. There's something about me that's different, and so that difference is true. I've been writing out you as much as I can, every kind of authority possible contact in view that should be responsible to what they are receiving, and have failed me, truly failed me, disastrously failed me and this family. I'm not placing the entire content of this email here because it's about email the same as all the rest. This is the way I write, and I know this is the way it may seem that you can't receive, but every single word I write, it's going to be incorporated before we go to a contract negotiation, and we are going to do a contract negotiation of a rider on top of the current policy of healthcare and to the developments that we do not maintain this standard that kills me. That we're not going to repeat this again ever again, and this is going to be exponentially expanded on to other people, the entire nation, as this is it to be expanded unto. That is what we are going to do. Dash, 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 forwarded message. Dash, 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 dash. From James Driscoll, in the mindway at gmail.com, greater than. Date, Tuesday, June 1, 2021, 10:47 a.m. Subject, when all efforts go unnoticed, dash, 10 years more, dash, cultures that can't break chains of hate, dash, it is pointless, I know, deadline urgent. I would never think this is actually true. Talking points on Fox News. 2. NIMHINFO at nih.gov, andrew.lustig at cav.ca.
CC, Mama, dash, Fire Dancer less than Fire Dancer 42 at hotmail.com, greater than, Mama Fire Dancer, Mama.FireDancer at gmail.com, greater than, Timothy.Noonan at hhs.gov, The Mousetrap, Attorney, dash, Timothy, dash, Peter, dash, Prince, dot, fucked, up, human.net, yes, yes, gulp, yes, you heard that correctly. SOS, dash, not a joke, dash, not to harass, dash, to induce an honest response, dash, the game is over, tprince at tprincelaw.com, greater than, Mike Byers, Mike at mikebeers.com, greater than, Supervisor Gonzales at sbcounty.gov, this is bar business, attorney, dash, Dale, dash, Lee, dash, Henderson at, fucked, up, human. Net and perhaps the judge named too, less than.
Bar at sbcba.org, LGBT bar, info at lgbtbar.org, from Deacon Steve Serembe, srembe at sbdiocese.org, Dr. Veronica Kelly, dash, Director San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health, vkelly at dbh.sbcounty.gov, Bruce David Cook, bcook at dbh.sbcounty.gov, Ben von Arken, Legislative Affairs Officer, dash, ARPA Public Interest Government Relations, bvonarken at arpa.org, aj, aj at card.co, Arellano, dash, Jackson, Jonathan less than Jonathan, Arellano, dash, Jackson at pd.sbcounty.gov, Restoring Wholeness, dash, Walking Boot, dash, Lance in the Fire Dance, L. Clawson at JanCorthopedics.com, greater than, Chris Berger, Sibergathly at gmail.com, greater than, Bill Hirsch, Bill at ALRP.org, Lieutenant Nelson Carrington, Western District Commander, SBPD West at sbcity.org, Catherine Meeks, PhD, Dash, Executive Director, CMEEKS at episcopalatlanta.org, compliance at mydomain-inc.com, greater than, CDC info at cdc.gov, equity at dbh.sbcounty.gov, time to clarify, Dash, why the U.S. never signed the CRPD from 2006, enable at un.org, Chief Executive Officer Daryl J. Vigil MBA, Daryl.Vigil at coloradohealthnetwork.org, Lorraine.Sheridan at curtin.edu.au, Human First Male Second Deputy Sharif Third Terry at Grew Up Klinkhart, T. Klinkhart at sbcsd.org, Shannon Southall at fuckeduphuman.net, SR Southall at gmail.com, greater than, T.S. Kempner, yes2ts at yahoo.com, greater than, HP2030, HHS, / OASH, HP2030 at hhs.gov, Jesse Milan Jr., AIDS United, communications at aidsunited.org. Just a segment of a snippet of this. You, United States of America, are going to have somebody know this is going on as described against me. It's not going to be silent when I die. The reason why I died is put plain here. There is not a single one of you in the community of the civil society that will talk about this issue. Why the silence? Hate sympathizing fucked up human piggies. So I can have proper doctor care. So me and my mother are leaving under a human, dash, powered traveling walk to get the help of somebody off of the street. Somebody somewhere off the street, because nobody is responding to anything and everything I do online. Because perhaps the interference of the technology itself. I get no address for anything I post. So go on in silence. Why the silence? Hate sympathizing fucked up human piggies. I'm going to walk the streets with my mother from San Bernardino to the address of something I have a destination for. Along the way, to get some messages of impact to anyone that comes up to us, dash. From home of the Driscoll family. 3260 Grande Vista. San Bernardino, CA. 92405. Dash. 909. Dash. 882. Dash. 8759. My demands are very simple. Somebody, with authority, call my mother and apologize to her. You all apologize for this entire setup. Then also promise to her that I will not be left out of my ability to connect balanced with honesty both ways to have a proper healthcare. That I am given, by way of your secured promise to her, you all won't let me die. We together human powered, dash, I will not walk alone one step. I will not walk alone one step to my destination. Not one step alone. Dash, 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 dash. My mother abandoned me that day. Into all of this and through all of this, I've attempted to bring forward and share with my mother these things that are important in this situation. My mother was going to walk with me from here to the offices of lawdepot.com. I could all of these dynamics of happening to me onto family. The events in the motel room was my panic that I have to leave this house that was in January of 2021. I have to leave and find retreat in this disgusting environment, and I had to find solace somewhere for the new year. A few weeks prior to the motel blood room events, I had an incident at another motel. Again, I'm finding myself needing to leave this environment internal of this house to find something other than that to retreat from, because it's so bad in this house, the attitude that is drawing upon the anti dash establishment of a continued pressing forward of some sort of negative pressure here. In that, I had the San Bernardino Police Department pulled me out of my car. They put me out of my car as though they said I crossed the line. They told me out of my car for a traffic violation when I can set up the situation is very dire. that I was parked in the left turn lane to go into the Astro Motel from East Street facing south. I was the only car there, and I knew I saw the patrol car go up the other side of East Street and turn around and come down back to be parked in front of behind my car. They saw me, guess what, somehow I was truly just on a trip to go to Jack in the Box and back. Whatever hour it was talking about is available. I got food and I come back and crossing through, they saw who I was there, alerted to who I am there, apparently really seriously alerted to who I am. A single patrol car and a traffic incense with a crossing the line deserves to have five patrolmen, and whatever cars they were in learn just completely assault me on top of your completely just on me as I'm pulling into the parking lot of the motel.